African kidney experts have called for early screening for kidney diseases, a change of lifestyles and integration of kidney prevention strategies in the country's health promotion programs. This has been revealed during a one-day scientific conference organized by Uganda Kidney Foundation together with the Minister of Health at Hoima Resort Hotel ahead of the National Celebration for Kidney Day slated for March 13th today at Hoima City. Speaking during the conference, Dr. Robert Kalyashura, the former president of Kidney Foundation, revealed that statistics indicate 90% of people living with kidney diseases are not aware about it, adding that even when they know, only 10% have access to kidney treatment. Professor Kalyashura says if community members detect kidney diseases early enough, there are higher chances of recovery. He, however, warns the individuals battling traditional illnesses like diabetes, heart diseases, hypertension have always been targeting, but adds that nowadays the screening has been extended to other people in the community, saying that any kidney failure results to early death, especially coupled with traditional diseases. Amina Kabuye, public health specialist, says environmental hazards have a negative impact on kidney health, warning Hoima being an oil city and oil activities are being escalated. There are many risk factors like metals, chemicals and waste generated, calling on everyone to take a keen eye on the environment. She has called for integration of kidney prevention strategies under the health promotion programs, especially under the non-communicable diseases program. Jagenda Joseph Ongavu, the President Kidney Foundation, wants members of the public to do more physical exercise, eat balanced diet with more fruits, and warns them against self-medication, which puts them at risk of kidney failure. He cited diseases like hypertension, malaria, cervical cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes, heart diseases are all contributors of kidney diseases if no immediate treatment is received by the patient. Listening to the news broadcasting live from Spice FM in Hoima City. In the other news...